Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Online, thisweekinamerica.us. She's voice acting royalty. Tara Strong is one of the most famous voice actresses working today. One list of the most popular voice actors of all time has Tara number one. Numerous awards and nominations, an impressive career in TV, film, musical theater, a career that started at age 13, and so many well-known voice roles, including Bubbles in The Powerpuff Girls, Timmy Turner in The Fairly Oddparents, Dill Pickles in Rugrats, Raven in Teen Titans, Melody in The Little Mermaid 2, the voice of Harley Quinn, and many, many more. And of course, the Emmy-nominated voice of the lead pony, Twilight Sparkle, in My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, back for Season 8 on Discovery Family, premiering Saturday, March 24th, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Pacific. And Tara Strong is with us on This Week in America. Hi, Tara. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Looking forward to talking with you. And it's interesting, you're celebrating the 35th anniversary of the My Little Pony franchise. Why do you think the franchise has held up so well over all of these years?
Well, it's so impressive that it's the 35th anniversary this year. But, you know, this version is really special. It was created by Lauren Faust, who I worked with on the Powerpuff Girls. And this is this fantastical world that she first envisioned as a little girl playing with ponies. And it just has beautiful writing and really well-fleshed out characters and colors and songs. And everyone in the show has such extraordinary personalities that every kid somewhere has someone they can relate to. And it's really created this worldwide phenomenon with kids of all ages, all genders, everyone from around the world. And it's just something that's really special and brought people together in the name of friendship.
And it looks like Season 8 even going to be better than the other seasons. You've got, what, new characters, favorites are back, you've got original music, the stories sound like they're going to be fun this year. This really should be an exciting season, starting off with back-to-back episodes.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So it takes place after the movie, and it has some brand-new characters. We're going to get a Hippogriff sea pony, a griffin, a yak, another new pony, along with all the characters that everyone's grown to love. And since Twilight's traveled around, she's discovered that she's got some more work to do, so she opens up her very own friendship school. And so that's the first two-parter of this season.
You know, it's interesting how this role came about. You mentioned Lauren before. Talk about that, because as I understand it, you actually did the pitch presentation for this in your own studio, and you did a couple of voices, and you really didn't audition for this role. It sort of found you, didn't it?
Absolutely. Lauren and I were really friendly. She's actually married to Craig McCracken, who created the Powerpuff Girls, and she worked on the show. And she came over with these unbelievably beautiful drawings of Equestria and the ponies. And she said, would you mind recording a couple of these characters so I can pitch it? So, of course, I said yes, and I have a home studio. And I laid down for her Twilight, Pinkie Pie, and I think it was either Rainbow Dash or Applejack. I can't remember the third, but she initially thought I'd probably be Pinkie Pie because it was similar to Bubbles, but she said as soon as she heard me do Twilight, she said, I knew you were my Twilight. So it was really nice to sort of avoid the stresses of auditions and callbacks and hoping for something. It really did just happen organically.
How do you go about finding the appropriate voice for a character? How difficult is that?
Well, whenever you have an audition, they'll give you a drawing of the character. They'll give you a character description. We'll give you sides, which is a portion of the script. And you as the actor have to sort of try and come up with what you think they've conceptualized for that character. And then with that said, at the callback stage, you have to be ready for them to sort of play and mold the character. And quite often they'll change their mind on the spot and say, oh, you know what, let's try her maybe a little bit older, maybe a little bit younger. Maybe she's chubby. Maybe she has braces. Maybe she's a boy. Maybe the boy's from England. And you sort of have to be prepared to go along with the ride and not be afraid what you look like and just jump in.
And you've said that doing voiceover work, you really need to bring it all together with your mind. Talk about that, because you're really creating in your mind and then through your voice the personality of this character.
Yeah, you know, quite often I'll meet people and they'll say, oh, I really want to get into voiceover. And I'm like, it's not about having a weird voice. I really hope that people understand that you have to come from an acting background and So I always tell people to take all kinds of acting lessons, singing lessons, scene study, improv classes, because when you're working for SAG, you can do up to 3 characters for 1 SAG scale rate. So they're going to bring in people that are versatile, that know how to change their voice, and sort of have the confidence to jump in fearlessly and play these different roles. So it's not, you know, like I said, just reading off the script. You really have to close your eyes and envision all these moments and put yourself in these characters' shoes. Like, you know, I tell the story often when I was doing this Harley Quinn video game where the Joker dies, I was actually crying in the studio.
With us on This Week in America is Tara Strong, the voice of Twilight Sparkle. Season 8 of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, premieres Saturday, March 24th, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Pacific Time, on Discovery Family. You know, talk about the fans. You go out and you do these conventions and you get people dressed up and they come in and they're thrilled to meet you. In fact, I think you had one where an autistic child got so excited she talked for like the first time in a couple of years. How is that to actually meet the fans and to see the impact you have?
It's so wonderful. It's so rewarding. And that day was so special. The mom was in tears and I said, "Are you okay? What's wrong?" And she said, "My daughter hasn't spoken for 5 years and she knew she was meeting you. She hasn't stopped talking." I think that's really, really wonderful.
When you record the voice, now I understand generally what you're in your own studio. So you're by yourself. Once you get the script, then you record on your own?
Yeah. So I do all my initial auditions in my home. And I do some promo work in my home studio. But then when you book an animated series, you get to go into the studio and work with the other actors, which is great. Because, you know, if an actor is going to say, like, "Well, let's get out of here," you might go, "Okay." So it's pretty beneficial to hear how the other actors are doing it. It's a lot of fun. When you do a video game or a feature, you work alone. So that's not as fun, but it's still really fun. I have just the funnest job ever.
You know, it sounds like we've got a couple minutes left, and you're able to use your voice to raise funds. You talked before about the fans and all the Twitter followers that you have. You raise funds for kids with cancer, animal rescue causes, anti-bullying. So you're really able to take that voice and to really use your fans and do something very, very positive.
Absolutely. I've raised $300,000 for kids with cancer on my Twitter, a couple $100,000 for animal rescue. Now I'm raising money for every town so we can get some sensible gun laws in this country, as well as a lot of the blue wave candidates. I'll take on many individual cases of kids fighting with various diseases and tweet about it. And it's extraordinary to be able to use your voice for good.
With us on This Week in America, the voice of Twilight Sparkle, Tara Strong, one of the most famous voice actresses working today. We're talking about Season 8 of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, premiering Saturday, March 24th, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Pacific, on Discovery Family. Got about 30 seconds or so left here. This program really, and I'm sure you realize this when families come and talk with you, the parents like it as well as the kids as well. This really is a family-friendly program.
Yeah, it is. And I like being a part of something that you can really sit down and watch with your kids and not be afraid that they're going to say anything crazy.
Exactly. We'll be watching the season premiere, Season 8, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Saturday, March 24th, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Pacific on Discovery Family. Tara, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.